Mark, there's been a lot of media attention paid to consumer companies being hacked. And for example, I just recently had to cancel my credit card after Sony got hacked. But that's just a sideshow. You're seeing a lot more at stake here than just people losing their credit cards.
That's right, Dave. In fact, I'd call that yesterday's crime. There's still plenty of it around, but we've seen in the last couple of years a huge increase in what are called advanced persistent threats, and specifically in efforts by nation states to steal information or blueprints, things like that.
And by nation states, it seems like all the fingers are pointing to China.
Well, yes, they are. About 9 out of 10, it looks like. So China, of course, denies everything, but that's to be expected. In fact, the DOD, the Department of Defense in America, pretty clearly indicates that about 9 out of 10 of these attacks are coming from China in some way or other. It's pretty much impossible to get it down to the actual person, which is part of the beauty of the attack.
And it's a real tricky area because, I mean, China, well, there's our economic relationship with China, then there's the military aspects, and it's just, that just sounds like a whole can of worms that I'm glad I don't have to deal with.
Well, I think that the Chinese use this to their advantage. They use the plausible deniability part of it, and they also use what you're describing, the politics of it. But you've got to recognize, I think, we all have to recognize that we're at a point where this tool of taking intellectual property is probably the top driver of economic growth, not just for China, but for every country in the world that's involved in the modern information economy.
And who's being attacked? I mean, we've had some pretty prominent companies, Intel, Google. I mean, who are the big targets here?
Yeah, you've just named two of them. Juniper Networks is another one that's huge. Adobe was attacked when Intel and Google were attacked. We just had an attack on major defense contractors, including Lockheed. We've had many of our top security firms, like RSA, was attacked. Many of these attacks seem to involve strategic industries that are pinpointed by the Chinese government and or people who are doing business with China in some way or another. So these crown jewels that are being taken aren't just blueprints. They might be plans for a merger or plans for a negotiation.
You recently issued a bulletin to your subscribers, especially the CEOs who read your newsletter, on how they can protect their companies from attack. And what were some of those points?
Well, it's pretty simple. It's what the DOD has been going through for a long time now. And they need to act like the Pentagon. So they need to identify what their crown jewels are, their most important intellectual property assets, need to sequester those physically onto a small number of servers, and then literally unplug those servers, disconnect them from the Internet.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Anderson publishes Strategic News Service, a newsletter for the telecommunications and computing industries. His website is at stratnews.com. We spoke by phone from his office in the San Juan Islands. You can download our digital future conversations at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.